When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think last week I said the most helpful morning show in the Twin Cities, but we're not the most helpful people. Our listeners are helpful. What do you got going on, Dana?
Hey there. I just want to know if I need to go straight Karen or no with my problem.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So what's happening is my junior in high school, against my wishes, hangs out around this other boy that he just has questionable behavior when it comes to the opposite sex.
Oh, boy.
I obviously know some of it, and what I do hear is from other parents is all hearsay for the most part, and I've heard rumors and stories in the past couple years, mostly about him Snapchatting a ton of girls and dating girls from all the other schools in the area. Mm. And when he's over at our house, he does play up that player reputation in front of me. Like, he doesn't hit on me or anything, but he does make a ton of comments about girls when the boys are hanging out at our house.
He's not trying to hide it.
No, he's not hiding it at all. He even Snapchats flirtatious things to my niece, who lives in Indiana, and he's only met her once. You know, like, who flirts with their best friend's cousin? Who doesn't even live here? You know?
Oh, boy, I feel like you're maybe channeling young Wesley.
Right. And I've heard about these messages, too. They aren't just, like, flirting messages. He sends and asks the ladies for pictures.
Okay.
Well, it's definitely not young Wesley. He was too old for that.
There was no cell phones.
I just mail him. It was those Polaroids that he had to wait around for him to come to you know, fruition.
Yeah. And I'm sure he's getting at least 10% back from what he's asking for as much as he's putting out there, you know?
Yeah, he probably wouldn't keep asking if he wasn't getting something in return.
Yeah. So here is where I'm wondering if I should be a Karen. So he asked my son and two of their friends to be a part of his promposal. And the girl that he's asking just moved to the area last fall, and they don't really know many people. And, you know, their daughter that he wants to ask seems like a real sweetheart. And so since my son is involved, I have all the details of what they're planning to do and when it will happen. And so my question is, do I reach out to her mom and warn her about this young man and his reputation? Like, if my son finds out that I do this, I'm probably going to ruin his social standing. And, you know, my husband was like, stay out of it. But my best friend is like, you should tell the mom. You know, I want to look out for this young lady because I was pretty much her in high school, you know, who fell for the popular boy. But he was also after all of my best friends.
Yeah, but I mean, you as a mom, though, have to understand if you do step in and pull off your Karen moment and tell her about, you know, the boy going after her daughter, all that's going to do is make the daughter want to go out with him even more.
I mean, yeah, there's that. But if she's so, like, sweet and innocent, you don't want her to get screwed over. And sometimes you got to think, like, oh, us moms have to stick together.
Yeah, I mean, that is a double-edged sword right there.
Snitches get stitches. No, I'm just kidding. I'm completely kidding.
But you went to 2002, Wesley.
Oh, my gosh. But do you want to be that mom?
I don't mind because I've seen his actions. I really just don't think he should be going to the prom with any of these ladies. Mm. He really is kind of that guy in high school who will break hearts.
I just wish I had the ability to do that once in my life. It never happened. It never happened. God.
All right, we're going to take your calls. Carol in Apple Valley, what do you think Dana needs to do?
I think Dana needs to talk to her own son.
Oh.
So that he doesn't get blindsided, and really Dana should not be going to other parents until she gets a chance to talk to her son. Let the son talk to the friends. They're just young kids yet. It's not like they're, you know, getting married or anything like that.
But do you think, Carol,
I think it'd be damaging to her son socially if she goes to other parents behind his back.
But do you think her son would actually talk to this boy? Like, I don't think you should do that because of your reputation. Boys don't talk to other boys like that. Doesn't matter their age, especially when they're 17.
Yeah. Very true.
Well, but if you have a good relationship with your son, then being a mom, you're coaching him to be a better person.
Oh, well, look at what a good mom you are.
Boy,
jeez.
It failed with my mom. Yikes.
Epic I've had fail. A lot of experience with teenagers, believe me.
Oh, man. So you just think you go talk to your son or about it and start there. Don't be the tattletale to other people.
That's right.
Okay. All right. That's right. Good advice, yeah. As usual.
Thanks a lot, Carol. Have a great day.
Gives him a chance to step up.
That's true.
We go to Pat in Wyoming. You say you love it, and you're a father of a daughter?
I not only have a daughter, but I have a son as well. And by the way, Wes, I'm talking on an Android, so, you know, we can hear each other just fine.
Hang up on him!
Twice sounds so trashy.
Clearer than normal. I can hear you just fine, Pat.
That's right. So what I would do is, I don't disagree with the last call. I would tell my son, most definitely, but I would still go tell on him to his own mother. Because I'll tell you what, if you were to bring my daughter, I'd probably end up in prison, so.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I guess as a parent, I'm kind of agreeing with you. Like, we're new to town, getting to know people. It might be nice to have a heads up. But then it kind of sucks. You don't know that mom well. So she could be like, oh, so-and-so said. And then it starts a stupid thing.
This is why I'm glad I don't have kids. I don't have to deal with that drama, that aspect of things. Like, you're right. I would be like the helicopter parent. I'd be like, who are you going with? What did you do? Please tell me. I want to know. So it's easy to say from my side, like, oh, don't say anything. Just let kids be kids or whatever. But I would probably want to know if I was a parent.
I would.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Thanks
Thank
a lot,
you.
Pat. You have the clearest phone ever in the history of this show so far with me being on it. I appreciate so much you being on.
No reverb whatsoever.
Matt in Hanover, you say it's because she got hurt when she was young that she's trying to get back at him?
I think she got jilted at, you know, in her high school, and she's having flashbacks, and she's just wanting to make up for it.
Well, there's nothing wrong with people who have been jilted, okay?
Oh, yeah. We've all been there.
Exactly. But you're right. That might be part of the motivation. You know, I got hurt. I don't want somebody else to get hurt by the popular boy who's playing everybody.
Preach.
Exactly.
That's right.
Thanks a lot, Matt. Have a good day.
Look at me and see the popular boy.
Hey, bud. Okay, let's put it in your terms. Say the somebody you really had a crush on that didn't like you back in high school. Would it be nice if, like, you were warned so you didn't get your heart broken?
I don't think there was a day in high school I didn't have my heart broken.
Oh, my gosh. You make me feel so bad every day.
That's what my parents said. They're Tida. Like, God, you're a loser.
Tida, the coolest name ever today. Please save the day here. Tida.
Hi. So, essentially, I believe she should definitely tell the mom.
Okay.
Not to the point where it's a big deal, but we do definitely need to protect our daughters. Unfortunately, with the world, how everything is today, social media being able to unfortunately send dirty pics, which is illegal, especially if you're still a child, we need to do everything we can to protect our daughters. But the biggest issue is who has spoken to the boys?
Right,
who has
it
actually
starts
said
there.
To them, this is not okay. Nothing can change until we actually start at the beginning of the problem.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for the calls and the texts. I mean, I think you gotta.
Yeah.
You gotta talk.
I think you talk, but she's right. She needs to be talking to her son. The boy's parents need to be talking to, you know, it's a bigger conversation with more people than you'd think.
Okay. I think you just leave it all to the internet. Figure it out on your own, young lady. You just Google everything you want to know about life. It's all right there in the internet.
He's not wrong. There's a lot of info up there.
Oh, boy. Okay, thank you so much for your calls and your texts.